This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
3, 2, 1. Do you know what I feel like doing?
Blowing my back out?
I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Game Break. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things that are fatal. And I'm joined by my co-host.
What up, guys? It's the man who he blow his back out. It's BKS, the best kept secret. I can't believe you blew my back out, Kev. Like, whew.
Yeah, you know, when I hit that up, down, down, B-A-Y square, Z-Y-X. Yeah, it happens. But we are here today to talk about Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat Uno. Not, I don't know, 12.
You're spam. What do you mean?
I know it's a bad part against me. Anyway, the series got rebooted, refreshed, whatever, and we're back at the start. But
kind of.
But the thing that I really want to focus on is not the reveal, because, like, you know, it was great. I loved everything about it. We're going to be getting gameplay at Summer Games Fest here soon enough.
Oh, gives me.
But the idea the rumor mill has started is potential DLC characters coming to Mortal Kombat. Mm-hmm. Now, the list goes, at least the rumored list, goes Homelander from The Boys, Peacemaker, John Cena from DC.
You can't see him. You won't be able to play him.
Can't see him. And was there anyone else? Those were the two. I know there's...
And Omni-Man.
And Omni-Man. Now, I just want to say, straight off the bat, the conversations that would happen between Homelander, Omni-Man, and Peacemaker.
Wow.
I, as R-Truth would say, I don't even know if that's PG. Like,
it's going to be crazy. It's going to be freaking crazy. And it's like three characters you wish, like, since now The Boys and Invincible is picking up, it's like, you wish they would be in the game, and now it's like, holy shit, I never thought these guys would be in a game. Because a lot of the characters that have been past TLC characters are the characters in the lore of the Mortal Kombat and some DC characters. But this one's, besides Peacemaker, they're not DC-related whatsoever, which makes it even crazier. Both shows on Amazon, which is insane to think.
It's important to note that I've always said whenever Homelander, like, I watched The Boys, he would just fit so well in a game like Mortal Kombat. The show The Boys has the gore, mm-hmm. and I feel his, like, fatalities, like, it just seems too good, like, to pass up.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And then Peacemaker... It's John Cena, so it's like, whatever.
It's also DC, so, you know, fits perfectly.
Yeah, DC, the Mortal Kombat versus DC, that was the whole thing.
I'd love to talk about that.
I like that game.
Stop.
I like that game. I'm a big fan of Injustice, too. So,
well, Injustice, that's a good game, but Mortal Kombat versus DC, no. Put it in bed.
I like that game. But Omni-Man 2 is just, it's a good shout. Now,
if they add Superman, sorry to cut you off. If they add Superman as DLC in this Mortal Kombat DLC roster, oh my god, Superman versus Omni-Man, Superman versus the Homelander, oh my god. You know what? Give me Cody Rhodes, reskin the Homelander as Cody Rhodes.
That would be something. That would be something else. Now, DLC fighters for this game could go on for. I mean, at one point it was like Jason Voorhees. It was the. I was about to say the Abomination, but it's the Xenomorph from the Alien franchise. And Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Leatherface was in it as well.
They got Spawn.
Spawn
was in the last one. Joker.
They just do such a good job, Mortal Kombat. getting characters that fit the game, because they can take any character they really want and pluck them into Mortal Kombat, but these guys would fit the overall tone, style, gameplay mm-hmm. of this game.
No, it's insane.
It's now, crazy. Now, I want to get your opinion. You are the Mortal Kombat guy.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts on the trailer, and like, what are you expecting from this game since you've played Mortal Kombat 1? Like, what are you looking for in this quintessential game?
Dude, if I can make love to a game, I would have made love to those graphics so quick, so fast. Those graphics look so fucking beautiful. It was great. It was like, oh my god. And the fatalities looked insane. Mortal Kombat had no justice to come out being that gory and that high. I don't know if it has a first trailer. A lot of the first trailers in the best Mortal Kombat games have been like cinematic with a little bit of gameplay. This was like all cinematic from the gameplay aspect of it, with how the story's going to take place. But it was more gameplay as well, which was crazy to think about. I'm excited because they're going back. So if you guys don't know, Mortal Kombat 11 plus the DLC, they had two branching storylines, and this one is going with the one of them where Liu Kang becomes a new Raiden, and now he set the timeline, and now they're going back not to where the first Mortal Kombat game we played in the arcade. It's the first Mortal Kombat in the lore itself, the first ever tournament. So we're getting Raiden, who is no longer a god. We're getting how the tournament starts. It's insane because we hear about the Mortal Kombat games. Oh, these Mortal Kombat's been going on for some millennia and all that. We're going back to the first ever Mortal Kombat tournament. I'm insane. I'm ready for it.
Now, I like Mortal Kombat as a game, as a franchise. I'm personally not big on fighting games. I can't sit there and play a whole campaign. I tried. It's just, I can't do combos. I'm more of a button masher, and I'll say it here because I'll own it. I am a button masher. There is no strategy when it comes to me playing a fighting game.
Nah.
Outside of Smash. Smash and Mortal Kombat are two different things.
Smash is not a fighting game. Do not put that in the same category. As a fighting game.
What do you classify that game as?
It's a platform. You know, not a platformer game. It's a what's that word?
Side scroller?
No, not side scroller. It's like, it's not an official fighting game. You can't count that as an official. I'll look this up.
I don't think there's a genre for that.
Yeah, I think there is. I'm gonna prove you wrong.
But I think Smash is a fighting game. I personally do. I have always stood by the fact that I think Smash is the quintessential fighting game.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's the way I was looking. It's a platform fighter instead of just a regular fighting game. Nah. Even though I still wouldn't count it as a fighting game, but I call it a platform game.
Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, N-O-O-M, .com/believe. B-L. I respect that, but not really.
Say it to my face. Say it to my face.
I respect it, but not really.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Getting back to Mortal Kombat and everything, there's an alleged...
Well, go ahead. Finish your thought.
I was going to say, there's a second movie in the works, and...
If the Miz is not Johnny Cage, I'm upset about that.
I was just about to ask you, like, there were rumors that there was another actor, I forgot who, was slated to... Oh, no, it was Cody Rhodes was up for the part Johnny Cage.
No, absolutely not.
And you know how much I love Cody. I gotta go Miz for this.
It's a perfect fit. You talk about characters who, you know, actors who abide me, these fictional characters. Robbie Downey Jr., it's the perfect Iron Man. Hugh Jackman, perfect Wolverine. And so on and so on. Miz is the perfect character for Johnny Cage. That's his gimmick in WWE. It works.
Yeah, it does.
It works.
It does. Now, I want to ask you this.
No.
If you had to take somebody and put them into Mortal Kombat as a DLC fighter, and also, I'll get back to the movie bit too. Who would you pick to put into Mortal Kombat? Because I already have one, and it's going to be Kratos from God of War. I think that's
I was going to say, are you talking about like somebody like in WWE or somebody? Oh, it could be a video game as well too. And does it have to be realistic? It has a
anybody.
I could say like Barney or like Captain America.
Yeah, right. Whoever.
Who would I want?
I only ask this because there's a game called Soul Calibur back in the day that put Yoda and Darth Vader into a fighting game, and they did that perfectly. And I'm like, there needs to be more. Maybe I'll play more fighters if stuff like that exists, you know?
I'll say Deadpool.
Oh, I like that.
Deadpool or the bootleg on Captain America from the Disney Plus series.
Oh, U.S. agent or something.
Yeah, like U.S. agent. Because when I think about him being a mortal, I think about that when he massacred a guy with the shield. I think that would have been a perfect, great fit for it as well.
Now, getting back to that movie bit real quick, and then we'll close it out. You're big on calling your shot. You're big on, you know, hitting that home run and then coming back the day after the pod and being like, I told you so. So I'm going to give you your platform to do it. I'm setting you up for this.
You can't do that. You can't just know. If it's about Mortal Kombat, we have no information until Summerfest.
Well, there you go. So, no, that's the game. I'm talking about the second movie. Oh. This is like, it's an easy question. Relax. You know more about this game than I do. Who do you think is appearing outside of Johnny Cage in the next Mortal Kombat movie? Because would it follow the games, kind of, really? I don't know.
I mean, the first one kind of, sort of. From the second Mortal Kombat game.
I'm going to say Melina. Or is that Melina, a person?
No, Melina. I can see Melina. No, you know what? I can see Melina and Katana in it. I can see that. I can also see... Wow, what's his name? Drawing a blank right now.
Shao Kahn. No, he was in the first one.
He was in the first one. No, Shao Kahn wasn't in the first one.
Ooh, see, I know stuff.
I don't think Shao Kahn was in the first one. I haven't seen the movie in a long time. Who's this guy?
I was thinking of Goro. I think that's what his name
was. Yeah, Goro is in it. Goro, yeah. Oh, Goro, the forearm guy. Who's this guy? I'm drawing a blank right now.
Reptile.
I was going to say Reptile, but it's cool. It's
the guy who he was in the first one, I think.
I gotta go rewatch the movie.
Yeah, it's been a while since I watched it.
It's the skeleton dude. Freaking, what's his name? Not skeleton dude.
Skeletor from He-Man.
Skeletor. No, I'm gonna look this up because I know this character. His name is on the tip of my tongue.
He's like the magic dude, right?
I know, you're thinking of Ermac. I don't think Ermac's in it. Ermac could be in it, but I'm not talking about Ermac.
How do you know these guys so quick?
I grew up in Mortal Kombat. What do you want from me? I gotta say, wait, hold on. Hear me out. Give me a second. I'm looking onto it. You keep talking to me. Keep talking. You have the worst time.
It's just the roster is so expansive, and there's so many, like, I don't know what story beats they're going for. If Johnny Cage is confirmed, that was like the Easter egg at the end of the movie. So it's kind of like up for debate now as far as where the plot's going.
God, it's his name's on top. This is going to drive me. We're not ending the podcast until I can figure this out, because his name is on the tip of my tongue and it's driving me crazy, and I hate it, and I hate you for bringing this up. I am my bum.
I'm showing the people how good of a fan you are. You know, you like to always like to say fake fan, but I'm trying to support your fandom here, buddy.
Dude, he wasn't even in the last Mortal Kombat game, so I don't remember. It's been a hot minute. Quan Chi, I knew it.
Belittle how much you struggled, you know what I did on Google? I typed Magic Guy Mortal Kombat, and that was the first result.
I hate you. I hate you so much.
Simple things in life. This is why you have me.
You're Magic Man, that's Shang Tsung as well. Fucking internet, I hate everyone here.
Well, you said Skull Guy, so I had that reference to go off of, and he was the next picture.
Oh, wow. You know, because Quan Chi is the one who gives Scorpion powers to flame and all that, and I feel like that's kind of how we're going to find out in the second movie of that. I think we're going to see Quan Chi. And then maybe Ermac as well.
I can't believe how easy that was and you struggled. That's actually hilarious.
I hate everything. I hate everything. And you
just got to be simple in life, man. I keep telling you this, but you never listen to me. No. But what you could do to listen to me is listen to more episodes of the Get Comfy podcast, Get Comfy Game Break, Get Comfy Lowdown every single Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major listening platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and of course, the Bleav Network. I have been K-Lo, joined by the one and only.
What up, guys? It's the three-letter man, BKS.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to Bleav. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Bleav.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.